From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, hailed what he called a significant drop in violence in Syria on the first day of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia.
Let's be quite clear, by early morning, every report we have been seeing indicates a significant drop in violence.
De Mistura said if the ceasefire holds, the International Syria Support Group may use next week's gathering of world leaders in New York for sideline talks on ending the Syrian conflict altogether. He said an announcement is expected late Wednesday or Thursday from the U.S. and Russia on whether the ceasefire is holding. The United States and Russia have agreed to share targeting information for possible joint strikes against the Islamic State group and the former Syrian branch of Al-Qaeda. It would be the first time the two nations have fought together since World War II. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a stroke. Doctors say his condition was likely caused by hypertension. His son Hemi spoke to reporters.
I'm optimistic. I'm a great believer in my father. He's an unique person. And I pray with all my heart, together with my family, that things will improve from this point on.
The 93-year-old Perez had previously been hospitalized with heart problems. A spokesman for South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dismissed the findings of a report accusing Mr. Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar of amassing wealth while millions of South Sudanese went without food. A spokesman said Tuesday the report from the rights group called The Century is rubbish and a lie. This is VOA News. New U.S. Census data show American family incomes rose more than 5% in 2015. Analysts are hailing the news as a turning point in the recovery from the global recession that began in 2007. It also shows the national poverty level fell by 1.2%. U.S. President Barack Obama campaigned Tuesday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for Hillary Clinton, who is recuperating from pneumonia.
I believe there has never been a man or a woman more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as our president.
Clinton told CNN late Monday she expects to resume campaigning later this week. Donald Trump rolled out a plan Tuesday aimed at making child care more affordable, guaranteeing new mothers 6 weeks of paid maternity leave, and suggesting new incentives for employees to provide their workers, I should say employers, to provide their workers with child care. He criticized recent remarks by Hillary Clinton, slamming his supporters.
Well, my opponent slanders you as deplorable and irredeemable. I call you hard-working American patriots who love your country, love your families, and want a better future for all Americans.
The latest U.S. public opinion surveys are showing Trump edging closer to Clinton, with the Real Clear Politics average of polls giving Clinton only a 2.4% advantage. Three technology experts who helped manage Hillary Clinton's private email accounts asserted their right against self-incrimination Tuesday and refused to answer questions from a congressional investigating panel. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are questioning the government's decision not to file criminal charges against Clinton, whose use of a private email system during her tenure as Secretary of State has been a scandal dogging her campaign for president. The United States and Israel have agreed on a 10-year military aid package. The State Department says the pact will be signed on Wednesday. The Memorandum of Understanding calls for a record $38 billion in U.S. military funding for Israel. Media reports say Turkey has made its first formal request for the United States to arrest a cleric blamed for leading the failed July coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt. Turkey accuses or alleges that Gulen commanded the operation, but the 75-year-old cleric, who is living in self-imposed exile in the U.S., denies any involvement in the coup attempt. In South Korea Tuesday, two American B-1 bombers flew in from Guam as a show of force. U.S. and South Korean diplomats meanwhile met to coordinate a response to North Korea's fifth nuclear test, which it conducted Friday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.